You say the hot sauce can't be beat. Sit back and open wide.
Good day and welcome to the final part of the third episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko, also known as Vlork, and Chris Zeke Hand are in the process of finishing their road trip to the legendary Dick Ann's. Jordan Tim, Martin Page, and Luciana Mastropasqua came along for the ride, and it was a good thing as they saw stuff that Vlork and Zeke completely missed. If you want to find out more information about Dick Ann or Dick Ann's, they have a website, dickanns.com. DICANNS.com. They've been around since 1954, and while there are a total of 9 Dick Ann's restaurants in the greater Montreal area, we went to the oldest location, which has been open since 1956. The burgers truly taste better there. For your information, the Dick Ann's we went to is located at 10910 Pinot Boulevard. They're open Wednesdays to Sundays from 11 in the morning to 8 at night, although on Thursdays and Fridays they stay open later. There is no phone. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Vlork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wonderful and wide world of burgers in Montreal.
The seats are so low for me that I have to eat with my elbow, prop myself up with my elbow because I just can't reach my food.
And you're like a 5-year-old, like sitting at the big, you know, the table for the adults.
I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And Pepsi Promise.
So which number is that for Chris?
Third double cheese after 2 high boys with cheese.
Third double cheese?
Mm-hmm. So is that?
Your fifth burger, but it's a second double? No, third double.
Third double.
Mm-hmm. So that's essentially 6, although not really because you don't have double the bun.
Do you guys do a calorie count?
Thankfully, no. We will not take it upon you. We will not commence doing this.
Ow, these are hot.
Some things are better left unsaid.
So if there are cheeseburgers in paradise, are they going to be Dick Ann's? In your paradise?
I'd say these are more like cheeseburgers in purgatory. On the way. I haven't quite decided yet. They're definitely not cheeseburgers in hell. They're actually quite tasty. Just not what you think of normally when you think of a burger.
Are you good?
So, more double cheeseburgers there, Chris?
If I was 18, or somebody drew a line, yes, I could do more.
But you choose not to.
Yes.
Good for you.
I am mature. I am responsible. So can you decipher our bill?
Yeah, here's this is for the three of you?
No, both sides.
Oh. Wow. Okay, this is one of those bills that kept getting added to, so I'll see if I can decipher this. There are 3 cheeseburgers, I think. 1 Pepsi, 2 colas, 1 fries, 2 more cheeseburgers.
Double.
1 high boy. 1 more fries. Either 2 cheeseburgers or 1, probably 2 cheeseburgers.
Double.
And another Pepsi. And it all came out to $34.15. So, the tab for Martine and I.
Yep, thank you.
Looks like we had 1 hamburger, 1 cheeseburger, 1 high boy, 1 hamburgini, 1 poutine, 1 fries, and 2 Pepsis. And the total is $18.25, and I assume that includes tax.
That guy just treated his girlfriend to dinner.
Uh-huh.
$5.65.
Yeah, I'd do it for $5.65.
Well,
it was a ring, so I'd like to take a picture of them right across the street.
Luxury sure you can afford.
As opposed to the gangster rapper who walked in for the takeaway, and the ex-transvestite dancer at the takeaway.
I didn't notice any of that.
You didn't?
No, I was concentrating.
Why
on
do you
my
think
friend.
I enjoy going to the guests?
I was
not to mention the guy who was actually flipping the burgers, who was doing his like. he had seen one of the weird transvestite guys recently, and he was talking about it with the guy with the hooker. And then there was something about Saint Eustache, and that's where he lost me. But when he was gyrating and dancing, it was working for me.
Okay.
You know, the Pillsbury Doughboy look-alike with makeup.
I was concentrating on my burgers.
What were you saying?
I had a guy with his old prostitute, the 565. I don't know if he was the pimp, the husband. I have no idea what the relationship
was. That was going on in there now?
The 565 dinner, yeah. And they were having this long conversation about a transvestite male dancer who the cook had seen recently. And the cook was unbuttoning his shirt and gyrating as he was flipping your high boys.
Jeez, how
yeah, there was like
us?
A serious conversation going on. There was the gangster rapper who came in for takeout, plus what I think was the ex-transvestite with the heavy pancake.
So in other words, this is the most interesting burger place we've been to yet.
Damn right, I don't know how you can say it's the same as the South Shore.
No, really, that part. Those seats are so loaded. Once I sat there, I could barely see my burger, so there was no way I was going to see you sitting around.
No, I was concentrating entirely on my burgers.
I will say this, my impressions of the mothership of Dick Ann's, it's not what I was expecting. I was expecting a place that had a lot more sort of, you know, retro shtick and all that sort of thing. It was still, I mean, it's a fine enough place, but I don't know if I would go so far out of my way to go to the mothership if I found myself craving a Dick Ann's.
It's like the one in Longueuil is almost more quaint than this one.
In a sense. The one thing that this place has going for it, I think, is just the weirdness of it all. You know, the fact that there's no tables, there's only counter service for 15 stools, I think. And as we've been saying, there was quite a strange cast of characters came through there in the few minutes we were in there. So, you know, the weirdness factor is really high here, which is kind of cool. But, you know, otherwise I wouldn't come all the way up here for a Dick Ann's.
I've never noticed the weirdness at all. but I regularly get people to drive me up here for the burgers.
Yeah, well, you know, the fish doesn't notice the water he's in either, so. So, Jordan, what's your experience of the Dick Ann's burger?
I'm still working on that. It's, I think I'm still kind of coming to terms with what's just happened. I thought they were very tasty. I like the sauce, I like the spice, and I like the way they do the buns. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they're tasty.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a bunch of friends come into town and say, I'm craving a burger, I don't know if that would be the first thing that would pop into mind to bring them to.
Well, no, I mean, it's not even... I mean, it's a burger, but it's not a burger, right?
Yeah,
it's more of a unique culinary experience,
right?
Or a rite of passage, or
right.
Whatever.
So, in other words, it's all wrong, but it's oh so right.
Where does it come from, your burger ideal? Is that like some kind of childhood construct that you've been trying to...
I don't know, I think...
Well, I'm sure it's not from his childhood.
No. I think it's... I just have this thing where, especially when I'm exploring an idea or a thing, I like to start with the cleanest, classicest thing and then expand outward. So for me, the burger experience should start with, you know, a very clean, classic burger, and then you get into the other things, the goat cheese and the, you know, whatever. But the problem is, I never find such a burger.
What's like the closest you've come to this like platonic ideal burger?
The burgers I make myself at home.
Yeah.
And I will find somebody to make you the perfect burger.
There was a video on Chowhounds that I saw about 2 months ago, where a guy who is very has the same sentiment as I do about burgers, had found some deli in New York City that he claimed had this perfect burger, and you know, I disagree with a few things he said on the video. I wish I could, you know, tell you how to find it or what to search for, but I can't. But it was pretty close. It certainly looked it, you know. It was just the right size. It wasn't too big, it wasn't too small. You know, it had a nice, fresh-looking bun that wasn't all, like, bent or squished or whatever, and it just had, like, a little lettuce, tomato, and some mustard, and that was it. And it was
really looked really good.
Looks like two.
You wonder what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, really.
What is that?
Nothing. I said.
Describing something else.
When you say the fresh-looking bun, it was the passion you put into the bun that had me question what you were talking about. Well,
I just found that for the longest time, whenever I would get a burger in a restaurant, I would always be disappointed by the fact that there was just too much goop on it. Like, I was kind of mostly interested in, you know, a bun with some mustard and some nicely cooked, good quality meat. And what I would get, it would be falling apart in my hands. I mean, you know, just cheese and grease and goop. And I don't know, I was disappointed with that. It was sloppy and messy, and I didn't like it. So I developed a bit of a prejudice against the sloppy burger because of that.
Thanks for listening to episode number 3 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands visit to Dick Ann's, accompanied by special guests Jordan Tim, Martin Page, and Luciana Mastropasqua. The link to the video mentioned is available from the blog montrealburger.wordpress.com. Next week, Blork and Zeke go to Méchant Boeuf, the hipster hangout in Old Montreal. So don't touch that screen, dial, mouse, or browser, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume episode 4 of Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand's Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any comments, ideas, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Radu Zap Litany, Fabio Rosato, and ZZ Top for the music, and you for listening.